Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
Well, we're at the end of another week here in the beginning of April, and it's Friday. I want to talk today, though, about plastic. I know that's a really weird title for today's daily nugget. You know, the reality is that someone is either genuine, they're a genuine Christian, or they're not. And the behavior of many people who claim to be Christian is the reason that so many people either don't become interested in Christianity at all, or they ask the question, why are there so many fake Christians? Like I said, I call it plastic. I've been around a lot of people who put on a plastic mask on Sunday, but they act a totally different way when nobody is either looking or behind the scenes outside the four walls of the church. They'll act totally different. There are many who profess to be Christians when in reality they're not Christians at all because they do not bear the fruit of Christianity. As I said in a devotional earlier this in a nugget earlier this week in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 and 23. It's because of their complacency and comfortability in life that gives them a strong delusion that all is well with their soul. Friend, I want you to know that false teaching in the churches is one of the reasons so many believe that they are Christians. And churches will grow askew to teaching the truth of God's Word and sound doctrine, therefore leading congregants who do not know the truth of God's Word. But there's a lot of people who will go and they'll wear a plastic face. They enjoy talking the talk, but in reality, they never walk the walk when it comes to genuine Christianity. And really, that's a sad reality that many believing that they were Christians will one day hear the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 23, where the Bible says, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in iniquity." You know, Paul said that a genuine believer is set free from the sin made to slave to God. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have the fruit of holiness and the end of everlasting life. And so perhaps we need, my friend, to do a spiritual checkup and make sure that our daily walk lines up with Romans chapter 6, verse 22 that I just read. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." I want you to remember this. Plastic. Are you the real thing, or are you just acting like a plastic mannequin?
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.